Herzlich willkommen bei Schulbau im Dialog. Ich bin Dr. Max Godina und spreche auf der Schulbau Baden-Württemberg in Stuttgart im Februar 2020 mit Simon Poulsen, Partner des Architekturbüros Adept aus Kopenhagen. Das Interview ist in Englisch geführt und behandelt das Thema Flexible Frameworks for Educational Buildings.
Mr. Poulsen, how will the future of education look like?
That's an interesting question. I think that in general, at least from our perspective, the way our world is heading on a sort of global perspective is that we need to somehow embrace working together. We need to embrace kind of being tolerant with each other. Mm-hmm. And we need to somehow learn to share each other's territory, basically. So what we believe is of great importance, also because we don't know what the future will bring, we need to somehow provide a flexible framework for educational facilities, believing that we have the answers for everything right now in 2020 would be a mistake, I think. So if we can somehow work with buildings that will be inscribed in the urban environments that we are working with, and then still in a qualitative way provide flexible spaces that sort of encourage people to use the spaces in different ways, then I think we are on the right track. I think that there will be a great necessity for kind of believing that the children or the students who are using the schools or the educational buildings in general have the creativity, which is a very important strength in our opinion, to somehow use the spaces in the way that they feel is the right use. So somehow providing spaces that allow that to happen, that have the robustness, that will be a successful goal for us.
So do you have some examples for flexible buildings, flexible frameworks for educational buildings?
I mean, in our mind, when doing a flexible building or a building for education, we often look at old warehouse buildings,
okay,
old workshop buildings, factory buildings, where you have somehow a very honest approach to providing spaces for function. Often they have very high ceilings, they have a lot of open space, and in many cases these structures are quite easy to somehow transform from being one thing to another. There's only a very simple structure that has been defined, the rest is open for interpretation. So sometimes we get inspiration from buildings that have been basically not made for education. We are building a school for architects in Denmark at the moment, and they, of all people, should somehow also work with creativity. And our way of approaching that would be to somehow design a frame or a building that would inscribe itself in the surrounding scales. It emerges from something very urban and has a lot of floors to a more sort of landscape-like informal space. So we are making a building volume which is stepping from being very tall to becoming just one floor high. And we use the terraces from this stepping to provide outdoor spaces for the school. So it's a very simple volume, but inside we try to work with it as this very open frame for different use. A very robust and very almost industrial looking building. So that's somehow, at least if I should point at a project that we are doing at Adept, a good reference on this flexible framework.
Can we use this flexible frameworks, the idea of this flexible frameworks, for renovation projects? Is this possible?
I think it would be an interesting challenge. We are working with transforming buildings from one function to another. Quite often it's older buildings that have a high architectural quality. So that's always an interesting challenge, but it would need to be somehow very designed for each of the specific buildings that you were supposed to transform. I think for doing an educational building in general, there is not one recipe, basically. And that would be an arrogant statement. So it would always need to be developed with the people involved in the project. Experts, it needs to be a dialogue between people who have expertise within educating children, psychology, engineering, sustainability, etc. And it would be the same deal when building or transforming an existing building. Because I would say, I'm not an engineer, but I could imagine a lot of buildings having the potential to becoming open and sort of flexible platforms for education. We see a lot of older buildings having a lot of architectural qualities, but in many cases, at least if they have been done for education, they tend to have a long central corridor, and then they have teaching facilities on both sides, and maybe they have some common functions around in the building. But somehow, the structural concept of that building would probably have the robustness to be adapted to a modern way of teaching and living in general. So I think it should be possible, but it's hard to promise that every existing building could be transformed to becoming a successful one. But I think it would definitely be an interesting challenge, also on a sustainability perspective. It would always be the first thing to try, right, to kind of, instead of tearing buildings down and building new on a sort of carbon dioxide discussion, that would not be a clever thing. So trying to transform the existing building stock in Denmark and in Germany would make perfect sense.
So you have seen the Schulbau Fair. What's your opinion about it?
I have attended the Schulbau. This is my second time. And the first time we visited the one in Berlin. And it was a great experience. We got the chance to meet a lot of interesting people who are involved in building and developing concepts for schools in Germany. So we had a lot of interesting talks. So I think the knowledge sharing part of Schulbau would definitely be the most important thing for me, learning and listening to people, how they see the systems working. I talked to a guy who had been in the school system of Germany for 50 years when I was visiting the Schulbau in Berlin, and it was quite interesting to listen to his perception of how it's going with the schools in Germany. And it's quite different from Denmark, and the challenges that you are facing, the need for building schools in Germany is quite radically different from Denmark. So the pace that you are developing schools in Germany is a challenge, of course, but also an interesting one. But referring to the old and very experienced guy that I talked to, there's also great need for remembering the quality, even though you are in a hurry. But I would say the knowledge sharing is the most interesting part of Schulbau.
Thank you for the interview. I wish you success for the next projects.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Schulbau im Dialog ist ein Podcast des Kubus Medienverlags. Wir informieren über neue bauliche und pädagogische Konzepte für Kita, Schule und Campus. Mehr zum Schulbaumagazin und den Schulbaumessen finden Sie auf www.schulbau-messe.de.